Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 501, we're going to talk about email split testing, sometimes referred to as A-B testing as well. We're going to talk about why it's important and what you need to test. Well, it's kind of a no-brainer in my mind, but I guess I'll go ahead and say it. Why is it important to do split testing or A-B testing with email? And the bottom line is so you can see what is the most effective and so that you can increase conversions. Tim and I both have product businesses in WordPress. We sell plugins and themes for the Divi theme and WordPress as well. And, you know, we want to send out the most effective emails when we send out email blasts, whether it's for content that our users are reading or whether it's sales promotional emails for something that's going on in our company. And we want to find out what is working the best. So you need to do that through just testing, throwing things out there, seeing what works the best, seeing what gets, you know, open the most, click through the most and stuff, and try to dial in and hone in. But the reason why you want to do it is to increase conversions.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I want to make clear too, email A-B testing or split testing, it's a functionality that is built in most of the email marketing platforms, so MailChimp, GetResponse, ActiveCampaign, etc. So when we say that, it's something that you have to do within their tool. I'm not talking about where you send an email and then the next time you send an email, you do something different. You kind of compare the results. It needs to be a true split test to really be able to compare. And so the email marketing system, when they do the split test, you'll have your main, your A, and then you'll have your B, your control, and then your variant or whatever it's called. And then it'll send, if you're only testing two things, it'll equally send out the same amount of emails for your A and then your B, and then it's going to compare the results. So you can actually see. And the reason why you have to do it that way is, you know, I will sometimes test things and be like, oh, I tried this and this seemed to do well and I'm going to do it again. And it's like, well, that might not be why it did well. And so you need to be able to have everything exactly the same time it's sent, the same this, the same that. And then you can compare one thing versus the other. And so a couple things that you may want to test is subject line. Subject line is huge. Just like a headline of a blog article, it gets people to open it and entices them to read the article. The subject line entices them to open the email. And so people are bombarded with marketing emails, and it's no secret that you have to have a good subject line that's going to make them want to open that email. Now, we're not talking about clickbait, you know, you have to deliver on whatever it is, but you can test out different things, you know, using emojis in your subject line or using the subscriber's name to catch their attention. And so you can split test subject lines with A-B testing within your email marketing platform. Another really important one is the from name. If you have a personal brand, well, then chances are you're going to have to use your name, but you can test whether it's your first name versus your first and last name. For me with Divi Life, I can test doing it from Divi Life, or I can have it coming from me. And same thing with David, it can come from him or it can come from Divi Space or Aspen Grove. And so you can test out those things and see what gets you the best results. And then finally, the most obvious is the content. Testing out, you know, plain text is better than HTML with beautiful design and big buttons and stuff like that. You can test, you know, whether more images works better or less images. So there's lots of different variations within the content itself that you can test. And so, it's definitely something that you can get creative with and see what works the best. You have to make sure you're sending to enough people to where you get statistically, statistically relevant results? Is that the right word? Within A-B testing, that word is basically, you want to make sure it's not just a coincidence. You have to have enough of a difference and being sent to enough people to be statistically relevant. Otherwise, it's just, you know, it happened to win this one. It's just more of a coincidence than actually a true winner.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, 5 signs. It's time to rebrand your company. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.